In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor celebrates the return of wild turkeys in Illinois.
With all of the Thanksgiving Day press devoted to domesticated turkeys, how many we're going to eat next week, how best to cook them, etc., you probably weren't aware of this fact, but we're living in the age of the wild turkey. That's according to Patrick Hubert, who was formerly a wildlife ecologist at the Illinois Natural History Survey. Says Hubert, it's a good time to be alive if you're a turkey, turkey hunter, or turkey biologist in Illinois. This has not always been the case. Wild turkeys were abundant in the state prior to European settlement, but their numbers declined steadily during the 1800s due to overhunting and the clearing of forests, which are a necessary component of turkey habitat. The state legislature closed turkey hunting in 1903 in an effort to preserve remaining populations. But that measure proved to be too little too late, and by 1910, wild turkeys had been eliminated from the state altogether. Some turkey habitat was regained as marginal farms in the southern and western parts of the state were abandoned and returned to forests during the first half of the 20th century. This fact gave hope to state efforts at turkey reintroduction, which began in 1959. The birds involved in this program were obtained from other states where turkey populations had already rebounded in exchange for animals that were doing well here, Canada geese, largemouth bass, and bobwhite quail. From the 1970s through the year 2003, Illinois also moved turkeys around within the state from areas where they were thriving to suitable habitat that had not yet been recolonized. Illinois now boasts wild turkeys in just about every habitat that will support them, and recent estimates put the state population at around 100,000. Harvests by hunters break records from one year to the next, with this year's spring take statewide just under 15,000 birds. Whether you hunt them or appreciate them from a distance, wild turkeys are fascinating birds. For one thing, they're big. Adult males, or gobblers, measure about 4 feet from bill tip to tail tip and weigh from 17 to 21 pounds on average. Hens are smaller, measuring close to 3 feet long and generally weighing from 8 to 11 pounds, but they're still big birds. Despite their size, wild turkeys can also be very fast when they need to be. They can do 25 miles an hour running, and they can fly at speeds of up to 50 miles an hour in short bursts to escape from predators. While most of us weren't noticing their comeback, grain farmers were developing the suspicion that wild turkeys were damaging crops. A recent study by researchers in Indiana exonerated them on that charge, though. Turkeys had been tagged as suspects because they show up during daylight hours in corn and soybean fields where crop damage has occurred at night. The real culprits turn out to be deer and raccoons, whose nocturnal activity accounted for 95% of the damage in the fields studied. The suspect turkeys, it turns out, were dining on waste grain and insects. Would the wild turkey have made a better national symbol than the bald eagle? Most people know that Benjamin Franklin thought so. I've never been able to see that myself, but I take great pleasure in knowing that they're back to stay in Illinois.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.